العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه والصلاة والتوبة والمغفرة والرجعة إنه التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول الله الآخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدنا الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام من المسجد الحرام المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنوريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير الله تعالى سيدنا ربك glory to Allah who took his servant by night from the sacred mosque to the furthest mosque in order to show our signs. There are two important nights in the month of Rajab. The first important night was the first Thursday of the month of Rajab, which passed. And the second important night is the 27th of Rajab, which is called Laylatul Miraj, the night of ascension. And this year, 27th night of Rajab falls on Sunday. Inshallah, we will celebrate. Laylatul Miraj is one of the important, very important nights during the year, full of lessons, at the same time, full of good news and glad tidings for Ummat Muhammad. In the early years of Islam, Muslims were subject to despicable treatment. They were humiliated, tortured, killed, very difficult years. And things got from bad to worse when our mother Hazrat Khadija passed and the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Talib, passed the same year. Those difficult times are called the years of sadness in the history of Islam. In the midst of all these difficulties, all these sadness, the event of Miraj happened around the ninth year of the revelation. One day, Rasulullah was praying for the Ummah, for the salvation of the Ummah, at one corner of the Kaaba. On the other corner of the Kaaba, the accursed Abu Jahl and his companions gathered, plotting and planning against Muslims. When they saw Rasulullah there praying and crying silently for the salvation of the Ummah, they fell upon him. They started insulting him. They started saying bad words to him. They belittled him by calling it your orphan. They called him illiterate. They called him uneducated, lacking of friends with high positions. Insulted at him and his companions, saying that only poor people follow him. He said that if Allah Ta'ala wherever to choose a prophet, a messenger, that person should have been rich, famous, powerful, aristocrat. And that person should have had a lot of followers. Could have been us, not you, if God were ever to choose a messenger for himself. And how could they know when they ridiculed him as an orphan? Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah orphan so that at times of difficulties he would not seek the comfort of a mother or a father, but he would go directly to him only. How could they know when they called him illiterate, uneducated, that Allah Ta'ala was his teacher? He learned all and everything directly from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala gave him his beautiful characters and manners. So how could they know? They called him, you are poor. They called him, your followers are poor. But being poor, poverty, is something that Rasulullah was proud of. Because him and his followers did not have any need except Allah Ta'ala. Saddened by all these events, after the incident of Abu Jahil and his accursed companions attacked him at the corner of Kaaba. That night he came with a lot of tears in his blessed eyes, and then he completed his worship and went to bed. According to the accountings of Ibn Abbas, that night he said, Rasulullah said, I had just worshipped and gone to bed, realizing that Gabriel, I sat up in bed. I saw Gabriel standing and saying, O Messenger of Allah, greetings to you from Allah. He invites you tonight. And I have come to fetch you. So Allah Ta'ala sent this archangel Gabriel to bring Rasulullah to his presence, to show him, to make him experience all what has been revealed to him in the heavens and above. So that night, Archangel Gabriel took him from Mecca to Jerusalem and all the heavens, seven heavens and above. The whole trip took a moment. When he came back, his bed was still warm. And the leaf that he just brushed away on his way was still trembling. So having visited seven heavens and above and all therein, Rasulullah approached to a point that none of the creation had gone before. He passed the border that none of the creation of Allah Ta'ala had passed before. And he came very close in the presence of his Lord. There they had a conversation. And in that conversation, when Rasulullah passed that border and came very close to his Allah Ta'ala, he said, اتَّهِيَاتُ لِلَّهِ وَالسَّلَوَاتُ وَالتَّيْبَةُ All praise, all blessings, all devotion, good deeds, anything pure and beautiful, all and everything belong to Allah. In response to this beautiful salutation, Allah Ta'ala responded back to him and honored him by saying that السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ My blessings, my love, my compassion, my mercy. After receiving such a beautiful honor, such a beautiful salutation back from his Creator, One would think that he would completely be satisfied, but he was not. Rather than being completely satisfied with that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for more. He said, "O Lord, let all these blessings be not only unto me, but also unto all the righteous servants." He was there, he was still in the midst of all these incredible blessings showered by Allah Ta'ala's blessings. He was thinking of his ummah. And he received, at that moment, he received the confirmation that he would be the intercessor of the sinners of his ummah. And that confirmation came with the angels and all the inhabitants of the heavens when they said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu." We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his servant and messenger. After this exchange, Allah Ta'ala complained to his prophet about us. "O Ahmed," he said, "how is it that while I do not ask from your people their devotion for tomorrow, from today, they ask their sustenance for tomorrow, from today? How is it that while I'm the only one who satisfies their need, I'm the only one who give what they need, how is it that, why is it that they are always thankful to others but not me? How is it that while they obey and follow others, they revolt against me? I did not create the hellfire for them, it's for non-believers. Why should they burn themselves into?" Then Allah Ta'ala asked to Rasulullah, "O my beloved, what did you bring from your ummah to me?" With tears in his blessed eyes, Rasulullah said, "O Lord, I brought nothing but lack of obedience and devotion, and a world full of sins." Then Allah Ta'ala said, "I forgive their lack of devotion with my mercy. And I forgive their sins for your honor, for your intercession. And I send them a gift of salah, with which they will remember me, with which they will come closer to me, and they may have their own ascension like you are doing it right now." And regular prayers became obligations along with the confirmation of Rasulullah's intercession on that particular night. When Rasulullah came back and started delivering what he had seen and all the messages that he brought from Allah, many people did not believe, including the believers, and some of them Baptists. As soon as he found about this, that Rasulullah was talking about traveling in a moment, traveling from Mecca to Jerusalem and then the heavens, Abu Jahil rushed to the house of Hazrat Abu Bakr. And he said that, "Oh, Abu Bakr, have you heard what your friend Muhammad is saying? He claimed that last night, in a moment, he went from Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem from Mecca and to heaven. And he saw unbelievably strange things." He said, "Do you believe this?" He's asking Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, turned to him and said, "Abu Jahl, did you make all this up? Or did indeed Mars say? Ebu Cehil replied, how could an intelligent like me could make such irrational things? And as it returned to him, without any hesitation, in that case, I believe every word of it. There is no, not a grain of doubt in me that he told, because he only tells what he was told from a lifetime. And Hazrat Ebu Bekir, in relation, in the context of this, Hazrat Ebu Bekir teaches us what it means to be faithful, what it means to believe in what is not known to God, by submitting himself truly to the truthful one, completely submitting his words without even using his judgment or his intelligence. If he is saying it, I will believe it. That is the core of the faith. That is the core characteristics of someone who is submit, who is loyal. At that moment, Ebu Cehil became furious and rushed to the house of his father. And he asked him to live one full week. Which our master, with his incredible humbleness and humility, lived his one full week. And then he asked Ebu Cehil, with his all arrogance and pride, asked him to live his other child. And the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam humbly said, I cannot, Ebu Cehil. If I do, I fall. And the enemy of Allah was jumping up and down with anger, saying that you who cannot stand a finger's length above the ground, are you claiming that you went to the heavens? You traveled all the way from here to Jerusalem and the heavens. It's another beautiful lesson that we learn from Rasulullah. Taken any credit for any miracle that was shown to him. He said, Ebu Cehil, I did not say I went. He said, I was brought by Allah. Everything, all and everything that happens with his permission, and if he wants, he takes me from here to anywhere he wants. It's not me, it is. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all the Muslims, all the most compassionate ones. For the honor of the night of ascension, for the honor of Laylatul Miraj, forgive our sins. Accord us with the intercession of Rasulullah, who was sent, has mercy upon the universe.
Amen.
Do not try us more than we can forbear. As we have promised, do not try us more than we can forbear. Make us recognize our responsibility as humans. In the midst of difficulties, when we are faced with challenges, Ya Rab, increase our patience. You pour us with bounties, enable us to recognize those, and enable us to be thankful. Teach us to be thankful. Unify your Ummah, Muhammad. You say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate from each other. Enable us so that we do not separate from each other. You say, our faith will not be completed unless we love each other for your sake. Open our hearts for your love and compassion. And for the love and compassion of Ummah. Ameen, ameen, wa alhamdulillah.